show started around 11 to 12 in the morning, and I guess they usually went to 9 or 10 at night, which meant they had about 3 or 4 shows a day, I guess. And it was an ongoing thing. Week after week, they'd have a whatever band was popular. Benny Goodman, Woody Herman, any band. Charlie Spivak, Claude Thornhill, Tommy Dorsey, any band that was popular, they would bring it. It was an ongoing thing. And, yeah, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, they all came there. Yeah. And the reason I went is because I was in high school, Benjamin Franklin High School, and the kids were coming back and says, "Oh, man, you got to go to the Earl Theater to hear Lionel Hampton. You got to hear him play Flying Home, blah, 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 blah." So one day, I didn't go to school. I went there. And that's when I heard it. That's when my life changed. That's when I heard Arnette Cox. Incidentally, years later, many years later, must have been 50 years later, I happened to see him in Nice, France. And I said, "You know, you're the reason that I play the saxophone." He says, "I never knew that." "Really?" I said, "Yes." And he had tears in his eyes because he knew who I was, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, "I heard you play." And that's when my life changed.